In my first temporary period at the time of the Rivonia trial, it was a question of trying to make sure that we weren't even, you see, it wasn't even a focus around Mandela at that stage, although he clearly was accused number one and people were already starting to register a very considerable leader in there. But these, what were they, nine, weren't they? Were not known people. So what we were trying to do was get information about them as individuals so that the press could write about all of them. And they were very different. There were two or three white people. There was one bloke who was accused just by accident, really, Cantor, who was, in the end, he was acquitted and sent away at the end because it clearly was a mistake to get him involved. So we had to try and marshal information about these people so that the newspaper press people could recognise who they were. We had to get information from South African sources so that there was context and background well understood by the media. We had to get the media interested in our various demonstrations, you know, rallies, meetings convened here in Trafalgar Square and all around the country. We had to marshal individuals to go and speak to people like Birmingham City Council or the Labour Party in Sheffield or the trade unions in all over the country. And we had to marshal individuals to respond to requests for a speaker to come and talk to them about South Africa. And then we had to make sure those guys were briefed. I mean, they were mostly South Africans newly arrived, and they were pretty strong characters, and they knew what they were on about. But, you know, there were various points we wanted to get across about, for example, a huge rally would be coming up, so make sure you tell them and they can bring all the dockers down from Yorkshire or what. Dockers from Yorkshire? Yeah, miners from Yorkshire. Or what, you know. The trade unions were very important at the time. They needed information. The church groups were very important. Up and down the country, reverend persons would write in and say, can you let me know? So we had to manage information flow to a multiplicity of audiences and right up to the absolutely gigantic rally that we held just outside here in Trafalgar Square when the sentencing, when it was a question of would he give the death sentence or not.